This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, What We Call Things. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with a word, or a title in this case, that recently came up when I was interviewing two podcast hosts.
My name is Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Dr. Sydney McElroy. I always
make
it do it.
I'm Dr. Sydney McElroy.
Thank you. It lends our podcast an air of credibility.
They host a podcast called Sawbones. Sydney is a physician, an MD, and her husband Justin was making sure she got credited with the doctor title. It made us think about who we should call doctor and why. Alan Yu has more.
Adam Rubin is a molecular biologist. He has a PhD, and there was this one time when he made a conscious choice to refer to himself as Dr. Rubin.
I think I called myself doctor in the email signature to an airline complaining about how they messed up a flight and we had to spend a night in some city and I was trying to get a refund for our hotel bill. So I signed the email Dr. Rubin. And I know that's kind of an icky thing to do, but I have heard that you get better service when you use the term doctor.
It kind of worked. He got his refund after 3 months.
And it's not outright wrong, and the world should forgive me.
Adam has been thinking about this whole doctor honorific thing for a while. He polled his friends and acquaintances with PhDs on Facebook and Twitter about whether or not they call themselves doctor. Some said yes, they've earned it. Others said, no, it seems a little pretentious.
A surprising number of people all had the same concern about using the term doctor if they were going to be on an airplane when somebody needs a doctor.
This sort of happened to Adam several years ago, but he was on the ground. Besides being a biologist, he's also a writer and comedian. And this one time, Adam was at a Story Collider storytelling event.
Where I was performing in a show for mostly graduate students and people who'd been to graduate school, and somebody actually had a medical emergency in the middle of the show. He fainted and needed an ambulance.
The evening was recorded, so they caught this moment on tape.
He said, well, what if you try the drug in higher concentrations?
Hey, how about this guy needs medical help.
Oh.
Passing out. Anybody a doctor?
Adam is not that kind of doctor. Some EMTs helped the guy, and he was okay in the end. And the show went on.
So that's a first. I hope you guys noticed what happened, too, that when someone said, is anyone here a doctor, a room full of, like, 200 PhDs all looked at each other like, no, I kind of, but... I'm a doctor of astrophysics. No, not the same thing.
Adam wrote about his social media poll for the journal Science. He heard from female engineers with PhDs who said they are underrepresented in their field. They said they feel like they need to put doctor in front of their names to get the same respect that male engineers get. Beth Linus also earned a PhD and would like to get a little respect. She's an epidemiologist.
Someone comes up to the street and says hello to me, and they can address me as Beth. But if I'm being called upon for my background in infectious disease epidemiology or digital health, which is the other area that I study, you know, I think I should be recognized as Dr. Beth Linus.
I'd be happy to call her Dr. Beth Linus, but that's not how we handle it on our show. More on that later. I wanted to speak to Beth because she wrote a commentary about the congressional hearings with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and research psychologist Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were in high school.
We will hear from two witnesses, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Judge Kavanaugh. Thanks, of course, to Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh.
There was a lot of chatter online and on Twitter about how in written media, she wasn't being addressed as Dr. Ford. I started noticing it in other publications, in other outlets.
And university professor Christine Blasey Ford,
one of the lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford.
Since Christine Blasey Ford.
Christine Blasey Ford's allegations of sexual assault.
NPR got complaints about that. The ombudsman explained that like many media outlets, NPR follows the Associated Press style book, which says, if someone practices medicine, NPR calls them doctor. If it's someone with a PhD, it's up to the individual media outlet. On the radio, we don't have a lot of time, and every word counts. Saying doctor can be a little vague, so on The Pulse, our policy is to introduce someone as an epidemiologist or a pediatrician, or be clear about whatever their expertise is. Beth says her concern comes from a real issue of representation.
There are a lot of women, and particularly women of color, that really struggle to make their way in science and stay in science. And we face a lot of obstacles, and I think it's important for women also to be recognized.
There's a study that backs her up. Researchers found that male doctors introduce their male colleagues as doctor around 70% of the time, but introduce their female colleagues as doctor a little less than half the time. Beth is calling on media outlets to refer to people with PhDs as doctor, in particular if we're interviewing them about their area of expertise. She says if we do it right, it shouldn't be that hard to tell who is the kind of doctor who can help you when someone needs an ambulance. So she's made her case to media outlets.
This is a way to inform and help educate. And so I was a little bit surprised to see that a mission such as NPR's was not sort of following suit and leading the way and showing the way that it should be done.
Covering health and science means we talk to quite a few people with PhDs and MDs. So I decided to see how we've been doing following our own rule about who gets to be called doctor.
Regular Pulse contributor Dr. Bethany Brookshire,
Dr. Arthur Evans,
Dr. Frederick Bertley, sociologist Dr. Liberty Barnes, Dr. Peter Gearhart.
That list included a mixed bag of PhDs and MDs who somehow got the honorific doctor. We have not always been consistent. We are working to do better.
And that was Alan Yu reporting.